Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's head over to Forbes now, and joining us online, it's the Mayor, Phyllis Miller. Good morning to you, Phyllis.
Good morning, Neil.
Now, we've reopened on Monday. How's the community responded to the latest rules?
There's been some confusion, of course, Neil, with the way that the rules are working, with double vaccinated people having more opportunity than people not double vaccinated. You could swim in the pool the day before, but on Monday you had to be double vaxxed. A friend of mine went to play a game of golf with a friend, and she'd only had one vaccination, so they couldn't play golf. So there is a bit of confusion, but that's how it is. And I mean, we've just all got to get out there and get vaccinated so that there isn't any confusion.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, I think the biggest disappointing part about it is here, people wanted to get vaccinated here in the Central West, but the vaccines weren't available soon enough.
Yeah, and of course, we've been playing catch-up all the way, but I'm really excited. We're over the 90% first vaccination dose, and we're up around the 75%. We had the ADF here last weekend, so double vaxxed, that's pretty good. So we've really got out. I mean, it's taken a lot of communications to the community to encourage them, because there was reluctance because of all of the messaging early on, but certainly people are getting on board in Forbes. We had a couple of sewer tests which were positive. I think that pushed it along a bit. So we're doing really good.
Yeah, fantastic news. All right, let's move on to Australia Day. It'll be here before you know it. Christmas is just around the corner, and then the 26th of January, not too far after that. Nominations are now open, I believe.
Yeah, they are. Now we have Citizen of the Year, of course, and then Senior Citizen of the Year and Junior Under 25. It's really important that we acknowledge people that have contributed to our community, not only over the last 12 months, but over a period of time, and to recognise their great efforts. It's the fabric of our community to have volunteers and people helping you out.
Yeah, absolutely right. And how do people nominate? Get in contact with council?
Yeah, we've got it up on our website now. It's pretty simple. You can ring our phone number. Someone will give you some advice. And Bob's your uncle. Get in and nominate the people that you know have made our community what it is over the last 12 months.
Okay. Now, look, crowds are coming back. People are starting to travel around again regionally at any rate. What's on the calendar for Forbes?
Yeah, we've got Taste on Templar, which will be towards the end of October. I think it's about the 29th, or by memory. That's where we close off our beautiful Templar Street that we have done. It's an outdoor space for events in our CBD. It's amazing. So Taste on Templar will take place, and that's the first event I think that we will publicly have coming out of lockdown, and everyone's pretty excited about going to it.
Fantastic. I'm with the Mayor of the Forbeshire. It is Phyllis Miller. Thank you as always for your time. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Neil.